Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. I sometimes say that it's the little words in English that often cause difficulties. It's the little words which are troublesome sometimes for language learners. So today, let's look at some really simple two-letter words, teeny tiny little words, but words which can easily trip up language students. And talking of the short and simple words, don't forget to have a look at our courses page at adeptenglish.com. If you haven't bought our new, improved, most common 500 words course, that is, the simplest words in English, the most commonly used ones, form the basis of the language and are the words you very much need to learn. You may be thoroughly confident that you've got these down, that you are okay with these, and you may be right. But if you're not sure and you think that you may benefit from doing a course which really grounds you in the language, ensures that you've got the basics, then consider buying our 500 Most Common Words course. And if you don't feel the need to buy a course, but if you do value what we're doing and you'd like to support Adept English, then please give us a rating or a review on whatever platform you use to listen to us. Thank you for that. So let's look today at when to use in or at or on for location. Sounds really simple, doesn't it? But let's see if we can test out your knowledge of prepositions. There will be a quiz at the end, so you can check for yourself. In, at, and on for location. Let's see. So generally, when we're using a geographical location, as in a place name, in a sentence, we say in. I was at my daughter's flat in London. We were staying on a farm in Dorset. My sister lives in Scotland and my brother lives in Madrid. If we're talking about the location on a map in relation to a geographical feature, we might say something like Barmouth is on the west coast of Wales, or Paris is on the River Seine. He lives on the border between Northern and Southern Ireland. If we're talking about a specific story or floor of a building, we use on. We might say, my daughter's flat is on the fourth floor, or you'll find the reception on the ground floor. For other situations, we may use at. My sister lives at number 32. My father lives at the pub in the village. My auntie is staying at the Hotel Figaro. We live at 32 Lavender Close. So we'd use at where there's information known about the building, where the building is being talked about as a sort of landmark or a specific address is being mentioned. In some phrases, at or in can show the length of time you're in a place. So, for example, if someone said that my friend was at the hospital, I'd take that to mean that she was visiting someone else who was a patient in the hospital, or that she'd gone for an appointment herself, but wasn't staying there. She wasn't being admitted. She was an outpatient. So, at the hospital. Whereas if someone told me my friend was in hospital, or in the hospital, I take that to mean that she was the patient. She herself had been admitted to hospital and had a bed there staying overnight. So subtly different, at the hospital and in hospital or in the hospital, but different meanings. It's a little bit like the example I've given before, where if you say, oh, I'm on the bed, it means you're lying on top of the bed fully clothed. Whereas if you say, I'm in bed, that means you've gone to bed, you're tucked in under the covers. ready to go to sleep. There are also certain patterns we use which are like fixed phrases, like in bed. When I'm at work, I like to chat with my colleagues. My son doesn't speak much in class, but he talks a lot at home. So in class, at home. If you're talking about someone being in education more generally, you're describing the stage of their education. You'd say they were at school or at college or at university. But if you're talking about a specific time or a specific occasion, they would be in class or in a lecture or in school, in college, in a lesson. And just to jazz it up a little, when it comes to different modes of transport, we use different prepositions too. I was on the train when you first called me, and I was in the car when you called again. So you would use on for trains, trams, buses, coaches and planes, but in for taxis and cars. For a small boat, you can be on or in, but you have to be on a ship or on board a ship. For a submarine, it's on a submarine, in a submarine, or on board a submarine. And you'd be on a horse or any other animal that you might ride, if that's your mode of transport. You're also on a bike or on a scooter. And you're on a plane, but you'd travel in a helicopter. So little words which can be troublesome. Now, you might be perfectly okay with this and know these really well. Or these might be difficult because they're not logical. When is English logical, you may ask yourself. Shall we do a little quiz to test you out? Here goes. Is it on, at, or in where the noise sounds in the following sentences? Today I'm staying home, but from tomorrow I'll be hospital for my operation. Again. Today I'm staying home, but from tomorrow I'll be hospital for my operation. My journey had several legs. I was the car for half an hour, then a train for 4 hours, then a taxi to the hotel. My journey had several legs. I was the car for half an hour, then a train for 4 hours, then a taxi to the hotel. I'm staying the Red Lion Hotel, the centre of town. I'm staying the Red Lion Hotel, the centre of town. This year my daughter is college, but from September she'll be university. This year my daughter is college, but from September she'll be university. We live the second floor above a hairdresser's shop, Amsterdam. We live the second floor above a hairdresser's shop, Amsterdam. My cousin lives a boat, the river, Oxford. My cousin lives a boat, the river, Oxford. Okay, that's it. You'll find the answers in the transcript. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further, and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.